Three Alaskans are appealing a deal reached between Carnival Corporation and federal prosecutors after the world's largest cruise company admitted to violating its felony probation. The Miami-based cruise giant admitted to illegally discharging wastewater, plastics, and other material, and then trying to cover it up. One of its violations included gray water discharged last year in Glacier Bay National Park. Three Alaskans claimed harm from Carnival's pollution under the Federal Crime Victims' Rights Act, but the district court judge denied the motion.
If the commercial fishermen who are actually on the water harvesting resources from the very waters that Carnival is polluting aren't injured, nobody is injured.
Eric Forer is a retired fisherman in Juneau.
It turns out that you can't find anybody who was injured. It's a victimless crime, which is, you know, clearly not the case.
The settlement includes expanded court-ordered monitoring and a $20 million penalty in addition to the $40 million the company has already paid.
That sounds like a lot of money to normal people, but for a multi-billion dollar international corporation, it cannot even be characterized as a slap on the wrist.
Kendra Ulrich is with the environmental group Stand Earth, which is coordinating the appeal. Carnival says protecting the environment is a top company priority. The company noted in a statement that it was hiring a chief compliance officer to oversee its nine subsidiaries, including Holland America, Princess Cruise Lines, and Cunard. The appeals court is expected to rule later this week.